All right, deep divers. Welcome back. You ever get that jury summons in the mail and kind of feel like, ugh, like, what does this even mean? Do I have to do this? Well, today we are going deep into a letter from a citizen who had the same questions. And trust me, his approach is fascinating.
I'm intrigued.
So this guy, we'll call him Joe Citizen. All right. Joe Citizen sends this very detailed letter to the office of the jury commissioner. And he's basically saying, like, I want to know what makes me qualified to be on this jury.
All
I
right.
want to know exactly what I'm signing up for.
Makes sense.
He's not just blindly checking boxes. He's like, I want definitions. He wants legal backing
Oh, wow.
for terms like citizen of the United States, resident, even penalty of perjury.
That's
This
interesting.
guy's thorough.
Yeah, he
That's
is.
impressive.
It really is. And it's important, too, you know? He's taking his civic duty seriously, and that's something we should all strive for. You know, being informed and knowing your rights and obligations,
Exactly.
it's crucial in a legal context.
So let's break down these three terms Joe's so focused on.
Right.
First up, citizen of the United States.
Okay.
Seems pretty straightforward, right?
You'd think so, but it can be more complex than you might imagine.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, what about someone born on a U.S. military base overseas?
That's a good point.
Are they automatically a citizen?
Right.
And then there's naturalization.
Becoming a citizen later in life.
Exactly. And it's not just about passing a test.
Oh, I see.
There's a whole legal process involved, lots of nuances.
Okay, so more to it than meets the eye.
Definitely.
All right, next up. We've got resident. This
Okay.
one always kind of trips me up.
Yeah, residency can be a surprisingly tricky legal concept.
Like, if I'm renting an apartment for a few months, does that make me a resident of that state?
It's not just about physical presence,
Okay.
it's about intention to remain in a place.
Ah.
So if you're renting while you're in school or for a short-term job, you might not be considered a resident.
I see.
On the other hand, someone could be living and working in a state for years, paying taxes,
Right.
but not be a legal resident.
Wow. Okay. That's complicated.
Yeah, it can get tricky for sure.
All right. And lastly, that phrase that always makes me nervous, penalty of perjury.
I know what you mean.
Just signing legal documents in general makes me anxious.
Understandable.
So, what are we talking about here?
Well, perjury is essentially lying under oath,
Okay.
and the courts take it very seriously. Imagine a witness in a trial intentionally giving false testimony. That could have huge consequences.
Makes sense.
Joe's concern here is valid.
Right. He wants to be sure he understands everything before
Exactly.
he signs anything.
Yeah.
So he's not accidentally committing perjury.
Exactly. He's being very thorough.
Yeah. Which is actually pretty smart when you think about it.
Absolutely. He's taking responsibility for his actions
Right.
and making sure he's fully informed.
It's a good lesson for all of us.
It really is.
It's like even before you step into a courtroom, you have a responsibility to understand the process,
Exactly.
the terms, the weight of your signature. Joe's setting a great example here.
He really is, and it might seem like a lot of effort for just a jury summons, but it highlights a crucial point about our legal system.
What's that?
Participating in it, whether it's jury duty or anything else, requires us to be informed and engaged.
So next time you get that summons in the mail, maybe take a page from Joe's book. Don't just skim and sign. Take some time to really think about it. The language, the implications. Your role in the process,
You got it.
it's worth it.
It really is. And, you know, maybe even take it a step further.
Oh, how so?
Think about other legal documents or processes, things you might have just accepted without fully understanding.
Okay.
How can you be more informed, a more active participant in our legal system? It all starts with questioning.
Like Joe did.
Exactly.
All right, deep divers, that's our deep dive for today. We'll see you next time.